You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning, Lindsay Brewer. She is the Director of Marketing and Public Relations for Adventist Health Sonora. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning, Mark.
Tomorrow night, it is the fifth annual Ladies Night Out in downtown Sonora. Why is Ladies Night Out held each October?
We hold Ladies Night Out each October for raising awareness for breast health in our community and really having a collaboration with the downtown businesses to garner partnerships and just have a good time.
Okay, so Ladies Night Out is the name of the event. What is Ladies Night Out all about?
Ladies Night Out was developed for a way to be educational about breast health in our community, as well as breast education, and also have a good time. So we have different events throughout the evening that people can participate in.
What time does this take place tomorrow?
It takes place tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. And you can register or check in two locations, above Caulfield Park and out Courthouse Square.
What should ladies expect to find after checking in?
So once ladies check in, we will give them at check-in all of the supplies they need for the evening. So the first 250 people to check in will get a free gift, and then they'll get a passport booklet, which is good for the businesses that are participating. It could be 25% off your total purchase. It could be half off soaks at a mala. It could be half off appetizers. It just depends what the retailer wanted to do. And then there will be a free manicures provided by the Sonora Cosmetology students. We have 12 students coming out to do those. We have a bead walk. So that means that at the end of the night, you can make a keychain that spells find a cure. And you can get a bead at many of the different businesses, and that's in that passport booklet where you can find a bead, as well as there will be food at different businesses. So you may go to one business and find a cheese and fruit platter. You might find a veggie platter at another business. And so there's a lot of different things taking place, including a photo booth, a celebration wall, a memorial candle lighting. There's just a lot of stuff going on downtown.
Okay, well, let me ask you about, what is the celebration wall?
So the celebration wall is for those that have fought cancer and won. And it's just a way for anyone to write an encouraging message. It could be fight like a girl. It could be way to go for winning the fight. And it's just a representation of our community coming together. And then we post that banner in the hospital the week following the event.
And what is the bead walk?
So the bead walk is a keychain that you're going to make, and it will spell find a cure, and then you can get different beads along the route of downtown and go into one business and you get a U bead, and you go to the next business and get an F bead, and at the end of the night you have find a cure. And along with the event is an opportunity for education. So with each of those beads, a nurse or a hospital representative will ask a question related to breast health. They'll stamp your passport booklet and give you a bead.
What time is the memorial candle lighting, and where will that be held at?
The memorial candle lighting happens throughout the evening from 4:30 to 7, and you can light a candle at any time. And it doesn't have to be for someone that has lost the battle to breast cancer. It could be any type of cancer. And you light the candle, and then you can write their name in chalk next to that candle. And it's just a really special remembrance of people that have lost the fight.
There's going to be a lot of music in downtown Sonora.
We're partnering with Sound Extreme. Sound Extreme is going to be providing a photo booth with complimentary photos, and then also a DJ with some live music down by Leinenberg Street.
And free manicures?
Yeah, so we're having free manicures. And this year we have 12 students from the Sonora Cosmetology School that are donating their time. So a huge thanks to them. You can sign up for a time. You can shop in between. So you can sign up for 6:30, come back and get your manicure, and then do something else for the evening.
And plenty of food and drink will be available throughout the downtown area.
There's some different hors d'oeuvre stations at different businesses, so not a full meal, but definitely some snacks along the way.
I heard there's a raffle taking place.
The winner of the raffle will get a $400 gift basket with two tickets to the next year's hospital's gala.
Are men discouraged from attending?
Men are not discouraged from attending. Although this is ladies' night out, there are a lot of men in our lives, and also men can get breast cancer as well. And so it's important for them to know just as much about the topic as well. So men are not discouraged. We welcome them.
Is there a website for more information?
Yes, they can go to AdventistHealthSonora.org.
And a telephone number?
209-536-5028.
Before we wrap this up, is there anything else, Lindsay?
This is our fifth year, and we're really excited. The event has grown every year, and I think that we're on a roll, and I'm really excited about the momentum I'm hearing in the community.
The fifth annual Ladies Night Out is scheduled from 4:30 through 7 o'clock tomorrow night in historic downtown Sonora. And we have been speaking with the Director of Marketing and Public Relations for Adventist Health Sonora, Lindsay Brewer. Always good to see you, Lindsay.
Thanks, Mark.